Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Lookout 7, outside Dunbar Outpost, checking in. All clear. Oh, you hear that?
Glad to be gone before the storm comes in. Ugh, I hate being up here.
Better than being on patrol.
Not by much. I wish they would just extend the walls north and include this place. Why should we even stay here at all?
President Jiang has a soft spot for Dunbar. She's not giving it up. Besides, it lets us operate securely inside the red zone. Heads up, incoming!
Oh, yes! Our relief is here.
Dunbar detail, our replacement guardians are coming in. Remain at your post till they disembark.
Hey now, I think I got something. Look, 2 o'clock!
We've got movement coming from the northeast. Stand by. Is it human?
I can't tell yet. It's just one, though.
Take it out once you confirm it's hostile.
Help! Please!
He's calling us.
Help me! Please!
Human survivor, we have a survivor. Stand by.
I'm hurt. Please, I need help.
No, no, we need to test him.
I know. Sir, sir, stop there. Sir, we'll come to you. Keep your hands in the air. All right, come on. What's your name?
Judd.
He's wounded.
Gloves. Get your gloves on.
I got him.
Judd, I have to restrain you and test your blood for infection.
Fine. Oh, I'm just glad I found someone. I've walked so far.
You're lucky. I'm surprised infected didn't pick you off by now.
Me too.
I got a QI test. Administering now.
Please, hurry. I'm bleeding.
Sorry, I can't even touch you until we know you're not infected.
And if I am?
Then, I truly am sorry.
Oh, no.
He's clean. Test is clear.
Oh, thank God.
Infected did this?
Yes, but didn't finish me off. It went for others. Oh. It's out. That fucking thing is out.
What kind of infected did this to you?
Cool. The tunnel. At the old arena.
What the hell is coal? Tunnels. Sir! Sir!
Oh. Ew. We don't have enough medical supplies to help him. He's cut pretty bad.
Call it in. We'll have to get him to the hospital. Only chance he's got.
Detail, on us. We gotta get this guy on the bird. Need a medevac.
Get on the horn. Let Mata Hospital know that we have a severely injured survivor. Inbound.
We're alive. Descendants. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Chapter 7. Bury the Past. Part 1 of 2.
Sure, Hope is here.
She may still be with Michael.
You think she had the journal this whole time and then gave it to Nick?
I don't know. It was Tanya's, so she could have. She and Tanya were very close. They were together ever since they first met at the colony.
That was like years ago, in the early days.
But the note inside with the address that had the date on it, how could that have gotten in there?
I don't know, Dean. That's why we're here. This is Michael's room. I bet Hope's inside.
Whoa, hold up. Y'all can't just burst in there.
Do you know who I am? That is my husband in that bed.
I'm under strict orders to make sure no one gets in.
Hope! Hope, are you in there?
Look, lady, calm down.
Hope!
I'll page the doctor, but there's no way you're getting in there.
Hope! Damn it, get out here!
We might have a situation here.
You don't have to do that, man. She really does have a right
to... Is that her?
What the hell is going on? I have a patient who needs rest.
I need to talk to you right now.
Should I call someone?
That won't be necessary. Pegs, there has been no change with Michael's condition. I told you I would let you know if
it is not about Michael. It is about the book that you gave Nick.
You sure I don't need to call someone?
It's fine. Who else is with you?
It's, me again. Dean.
You. I figured by that aftershave.
Hey, or is that a good thing? You remember me?
And I'm Ruth. We haven't met. I'm Dean's mother.
You brought your mom?
Well, she wanted to come.
Pegs has been staying with us.
Pegs, come inside. You two can stay out here. Michael doesn't need any extra mouth breathers around.
She means me.
Michael. Hi. Hi, honey. I'm so sorry I haven't been here in a while. Well, I've been dealing with something. Gosh, I wish you could hear me. Can he hear me?
Possibly. He's still comatose, so it's anyone's guess at this point.
Hope. I need to know about the book. The one you gave to Nick.
I didn't give him anything.
The journal! Tanya's journal. The one you gave Denise Fortain to give to Nick at graduation. The one he followed, and now he's gone. Remember? Remember that now?
Please, not so loud.
Who cares if Michael hears? Why the hell did you give that to Nicholas?
Shh. No, I'm not worried about him. It's those other people that you were with.
Dean and Ruth? They already know. Why does that matter anyway? What game are you playing at with all this?
How much do they know?
Just what I told you. They know about the journal and that Nick followed it and Denise and then that just led us here to you.
That's it?
Why does that matter?
How do you know that you can trust them?
Well, Dean and Nick have been friends for years.
Is that all? Tanya was very specific about who to tell about this. She didn't want anyone knowing where it came from. She didn't know who else to trust. She was paranoid, and I think it was for a reason.
If you didn't believe we could trust Dean, then why would you have Denise give him the journal in the first place?
That was before Michael's attack, and I only knew him as Nick's friend. But whoever could have stabbed Michael, they had to be able to get up close. Now that I'm in charge of him, I have to be careful who comes through those doors, and Dean's the only person other than you that's been checking up on Michael.
Well, because he cares. And Dean's been there to support me. His whole family has.
Or what if he's waiting for the right opportunity to try again?
No, I don't think he could.
He's been at the hospital other times when you haven't.
Without me? Why?
No idea, but his name is on the sign-in sheet. I asked Dr. Cam to check.
Well, I thought CJ cleared him. And Dean has an alibi. She even sent his other mom, Mira, with Bert and Riley to look for Nick. Why would she do that, then?
I have no idea. But that might not mean much. CJ hasn't always trusted the right people.
What does that mean?
You might want to ask her.
Okay, how could the journal have anything to do with Michael's attack?
It might not be connected. But Nick was gone before that happened, right?
You think Nick might have been a target?
Look, I don't know. But it feels like something else is going on. My only job was to deliver the journal. Tanya wanted Nick to have it and gave it to me for safekeeping, with very specific instructions.
What instructions?
Wait,
were you supposed to give him just the journal?
What do you mean?
Hope, there was something inside, an address that...
Oh, no.
What is it? Is it Michael?
No, someone else. Move!
Wait, Hope, come back!
Incoming medevac!
Wait, Hope!
What's going on?
What did Hope tell you?
Not much, just wait here. Hope, come back! I need to know!
And I need to do my job. We have severely injured incoming, and I'm on duty.
Go Blue!
Dr. Cam, where are they coming from?
North of Westport, by Dunbar. Major lacerations across his chest. We did our best to stabilize him.
Oh my god.
Just stay back, Pegs. You did a QI test?
Infection was negative. Tested again in transit. We wouldn't have brought him here otherwise. His feet are all tore up, too. Must have walked a long way for help.
He's not one of ours?
No records matching him. We looked. He told the Guardians his name is Judd before passing out. Don't think he's from the Republic either.
Anything else? What happened to him?
He said something to the other soldiers about Cole and about the tunnels and the old arena, whatever that
means.
Wait.
Isn't that where Nicholas went?
He's lost a lot of blood. We need to prep him for surgery.
I'll assist.
Hope, wait! Can I stay there? This can't wait. Shit!
Who was it?
Someone who could be from the crash site that Nick went to.
Seriously?
They just took him into surgery.
Was Hope able to tell you anything more about the journal?
No, not much. Then she got called away.
Well, maybe afterwards she can, you know, sit down with us and...
Clear the hall! Get these people out of here!
What? What now?
Let's go! Everybody,
you three, you need to vacate the area.
Why?
Someone important must be coming. Is it CJ?
I'm not at liberty to say.
It's CJ.
Here is my congressional badge. I don't need to leave.
What about you other two?
We don't have one of those, but I am a guardian.
Not high enough clearance. You need to vacate.
It's okay. We'll wait for you outside.
Thanks. I'll come down and tell you any updates when I have them.
Floor is secure. Send her in. No one in or out of this floor.
Where is he? Where's the patient they brought in?
Down the hall there, ma'am.
They just took him into surgery.
Pegs? What are you doing here?
I really wish you wouldn't get ahead of me like that, ma'am. Think you'd slow down with only one good leg.
I just got word about this. Where is he from? Is he one of ours?
No, didn't sound like he's from Westport, but he might have come from where Nick and Vera were.
That's why I came. Dora, find out what you can. Hurry.
Right away.
This is not what I need right now. What? What is it, Pegs?
I need to talk to you about something.
About this?
Something else? Might be related?
Security, give us the room.
Yes, ma'am.
Come in here. What is it?
I found out who gave Nick the journal. The one he followed, we traced it back. To Hope.
She was the one?
Said it was from Tanya, that his grandmother wanted him to have it.
Hope was always close with her, but why now? She's been dead for so long.
I couldn't get anything more from her before she was called away. But she also warned me about Dean. She thinks he might be involved in what happened to Nick and maybe even Michael.
Why would she think that?
She said he's been checking in on the hospital, even when I'm not around.
Really? I can have someone look into that.
Look, there may be something else, too. I didn't want to think much of it at the time, but when we went to ask someone about the journal, Dean picked the door lock pretty easily. He said it was part of his training. Is that a guardian thing?
Like, do we teach that? No. No, we don't.
He had the right tools and everything, and Ruth was with us, and it did not seem to surprise her. And then, how willing Mira was to go after Nick, almost forcing it? I know this sounds crazy, but what if all three of them are involved?
We ran backgrounds on all their names. I've known Mira a while, since she was a pilot in the UA's military, and the whole family has been here for years.
And before that, what if they aren't who they say they are?
Like, what if they've been lying to us this whole time?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I know it sounds crazy, but...
It would take a certain type of person to do that. Deceptive and manipulative. Playing a long con under a false name.
Yeah, they'd have to be really good at it. To mislead us for years, and you of all people...
It wouldn't be the first time.
Do you know something?
Maybe. But I thought they were all long gone.
Who?
I hope it's not true. Lockpicking, sneaking around, false names. I've seen it before. Pegs, What if this family is the family?
The what?
It's a nickname for a group of very dangerous people. And if they're responsible for the fact that our children are missing, I worry we may never see them again.
Oh, CJ.
We'll be back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now, we continue with Descendants.
Round and out day one, we still have two teams in play. These are quite the contenders. Be sure to get your bets in now. You never know what might happen next.
So, Mira, how did you know I was here?
Heard some rumors. Other members suspected. Put two and two together.
I've never seen anyone from the old days. Not till you, that is. Figured someone would come around this way eventually. What kind of ring is this? So if I'm not mistaken, Mira Amsel, you'd be Marion's daughter.
That's right.
Marion. Marion Amsel. If memory serves me, she's dead. So, you'd be fairly high ranking. If that meant anything now.
It does. And I still am, in fact.
Right.
You think the families are gone? They're not.
Are you so sure?
Positive. How else would I be given a task?
Oh, really? You're here on official business. And what would that be? Does it have anything to do with me?
I am not here for you. The task has to do with the contenders in your arena.
Oh, is that so? I hate to tell you. One team's already dead. Nothing can be done about that.
But what about the others? I know they're still alive. What if we could work something out? There could be a way to let them out early or even help them along to the end.
Could I now? Really? And why would I do that? Fix my own game? Wouldn't be fair. Wouldn't be right. You know how much money is already invested in this lineup.
They aren't all who you think they are.
They're contenders. Damn good ones as well. You should have seen what they did today. Resourceful and cunning. They have a chance without my help.
One is very different. You owe them your protection.
Why is that?
They're a part of the families. A descendant of one of the Blackburns.
Are you certain?
I wouldn't be here otherwise.
Really now? Which one?
Pegs, do you remember Oliver? Or at least I think that's what his name was.
That guy you dated? That was so long ago.
We did more than just date.
I mean, you never mention him.
For good reason. Even when we were together, I always thought there was something different about Oliver. He made me believe he was something he wasn't. Don't get me wrong, I was still in shock after finding out what he did.
Yeah, I remember people being really upset. He killed that man from the Two Towers jail and then just ran away.
When he left, he said he wanted to tell me something and that he hoped I would understand. If he was part of the families, he couldn't have said it outright. But he hinted as much. I think he wanted me to know. And then he fled, along with two others who were living in the colony. Never saw any of them again. But Oliver ended up leaving one behind with me.
Vera. So her father is Oliver.
Oliver Blackburn.
The girl in the Heartland Arena? Vera is his daughter? How did that happen?
It was a long story. He was on a vendetta right when the outbreak happened. His task was to remove Simeon Eklund while under an alias, Jeremy, at Twin Towers Jail.
Simeon killed Lisa Black's kids? They were so upset. Real tragedy.
Oliver was one of the Blackburn family's enforcers back then. Had to go in deep to get him. Stayed at the colony for some time before it was called Westport.
That must have been a hell of a long time ago.
16, maybe 17 years.
Last I heard, Oliver became head of his family. Never knew he had a blood daughter.
He didn't either. Not till years later. She doesn't even know.
No wonder Vera's gotten this far.
Look, I've done my best to keep all this a secret. No one else who isn't part of the family knows, including those people that I'm with.
Who would have ever known? Hard to keep track of all the family members, especially how scattered they've become. I would hardly recognize anyone. Members could be anywhere. So if Oliver wound up at the colony way back when, he ever run into Tenuto's kid? Everyone knows about all that mess.
Angel Jr.? No. He was dead before Oliver arrived.
Angel? He was one of them? Are you sure?
He alluded to being part of the family briefly in his journal, but turned his back on them long before coming to the tower. And even before joining the military, I think. I pieced a few things together whenever he mentioned Latch and Scratch.
Latch. Latch is the person I shot.
Uh-huh. They have a lot of rules. If you murder one of their own, they mark some kind of kill order on you until it's been resolved.
Is that why Scratch kept coming after me? Because of what I did to her brother?
Well, I've wondered.
So if someone knew what I did, would they go after Michael or Nick? Who else would know what happened with Latch?
I don't think anyone does. I left out a lot of the details when we published the journals into the story of survival. But the family is still mentioned several times. I couldn't hide everything. I've tried to keep what I've known about the families a secret because they were so dangerous. But there could still be a lot of them in hiding.
How do you know all this?
Mostly from what I pieced together from reading the journals over and over. There's a lot in there if you read between the lines.
So you would know who else was a member? Anyone I would know?
The only other I can confirm was Durai, who used to be in charge of the Maulers.
And how do you know he was one of them?
Lizzie mentioned in her journal about what went on in the colony when she was captive there. She went into detail about their rules, how they work, and about their rings. Something they're given as a member and is pretty sacred to them. Latch, Scratch, Durai, and Angel all had one.
So that's how you'd know for sure if someone was a member. They'd have one of these special rings.
Well, they don't always have it on them. Good way to get caught, I guess.
What do these rings even look like?
I'd have to look again to be certain, but I'm pretty sure they're large and ornate, usually depicting three things that represent their family. I've never seen one. Even after the rings were mentioned, not one was ever left behind. I think Scratch may have taken them, and only Bert knows where she ended up. If Dean and his family are members, these people are smart, slithery, resourceful, and ruthless. You have to be extremely cautious.
I've been alone with them. And, like you said, they've been here for years. If we're right, why would they have finally decided to get involved? And why now?
So the families have plants in Westport. Yeah, I'm not really surprised. How'd you get mixed up in all this? An Amsel, of all people. You all don't like to get your hands dirty.
My partner, Ruth, is of the Blackburn House. She had a son, Dean, and not long afterwards her husband passed. She ended up back at one of the family's houses when I was there. We started spending time together, got along. Both knew what it was like to live this life of lies. One thing led to another, and, well, we've been together ever since.
So they moved all of you to Westport as part of your task?
Ruth knew Oliver fairly well. He knew he could never go back to Westport himself, so he'd have to send someone else.
So he sent you, and your own.
Yeah. I knew the rail lines, having worked with the UA, which had ties to Westport. It gave us a chance to blend in, especially as a group. Family members usually worked alone. Oliver wanted us to keep an eye on things from afar. We all played our part.
Keep tabs on the goings-on in the city?
Among other things, yeah. And to watch over Vera as well.
And a fine job you did, too.
Hey, we tried. But things got screwed up. A lot happened at once, and we had to work from a distance with minimal involvement and without suspicion. There's only so much that could be done without tipping our hand. But I'm here now, aren't I?
That you are. I'm just surprised you all were able to keep up appearances as a group. What would you have done if you were caught?
We've done everything possible to mask ourselves. Trust me, no one would suspect who we are.
You know what, Pegs? The more I think about it, the more I wouldn't be surprised if all three are family members, covering for each other, gaining our trust, one person at a time. They know we'd be looking for a single point of intrusion. But three as one?
Is there anything we can do?
We have to know more. Understand why they're here and what they've done. Who knows how deep they've gone. And even now, we don't know for sure. I'll do what I can, but I have so many other things on my plate right now.
Maybe I can find out. They trust me. They've even offered to have me stay at their house.
You?
What? Why not?
Well, they would never suspect you. I mean, they would never think. Who in their right mind could... Look, it's not worth the risk, Pegs.
What could I lose at this point? Everyone I've ever loved has been taken from me.
Pegs.
I can act on my own. You'd be absolved. Let me. Please. I need to do this.
Okay. If this is what you want.
It is.
Then find out. But be careful.
I will. But if the families did that to Michael,
You can't act on your own. The minute you know something concrete, something I can move on...
I won't. I'll wait till I have proof. But more and more I get this feeling that they're somehow involved. I mean, Michael did say it was an angel.
Until we know more, we have to play this very carefully. We'll make sure to keep anyone who isn't you or me or Hope as far away from Michael as possible.
Thank you. I'm just glad Hope said something. It was right there in front of my face, and I didn't see it.
Maybe that's the best way to know who they truly are. You'd have to be blind to see through their tricks.
Yeah. Well, we still need to talk to Hope and find out what she gave Nick and why.
I can also check those hospital logs and see who has come in and out of here and when. To just...
What was that? Oh, no! That's
coming from surgery.
Yes, thank you. Thank
you. Stay out of the OR!
Come on, in the observation room!
What's happening?
That man they brought in, he's waking up from his sedative.
They aren't even done yet.
You'll make it stop!
Restrain him. Hold him down.
Do we let it out? No! God, I can see him!
Whoa, is he hallucinating?
I don't think so.
Is he infected?
No, can't be. They tested him.
Secure the room. Everyone get out of here. Contact disease control right away.
Guards, on me!
You can't stop it!
Hall knows. They let it out. The director.
He's infected. He has to be.
Put him down. Now, Madam President, come with me. You need to go.
He's not doing anything.
Get those sedatives in here.
Oh, I'll get out of there. Oh. We need a minigun. Up here. To the home bar. Now.
Take it down.
God.
I can't see him! I can't see him!
Everyone on the floor! It's down! It's down!
What about Hope? What happened to Hope? What happened to Hope? Hope!
Hope!
Over here!
Hope! Is she okay?
I'm sorry.
Fuck! No, no, no! No, no! Oh, no! Not Hope!
You said they tested him!
Oh, my God!
We did, ma'am. Several times.
No, 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 not Hope! No, not now!
What the hell? That is not normal.
What? What is it?
Madam President, do not go in there! Will you listen to me?
I want to see it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Keep your distance, ma'am.
Listen to him!
Shit. Quarantine the area. I want everything burned and sterilized. If anything moves in here, kill it again.
CJ, what? What happened? What is it?
He was becoming something different.
Are you sure? How could you tell?
Their eyes used to go white. That man in there, his were going black.
What does that mean?
I may be wrong, but this could be a new kind of infection.
To be continued in the next episode of We're Alive, Descendants. And now a word from our sponsors. You've been listening to We're Alive, Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Hayes Dunlap as Dean.
Alisa Elliott as Pegs.
Constance Parn as CJ.
Lauren Kroon as Secretary Dora.
Carol Kaufman as Mira.
Shannon Cudd as Ruth.
Jane Lee Hodge as Hope.
Gigi Guisado as The Boar.
Josh Petersdorf as Walrus.
Tony Tirico as Judd.
Carla Cam as Dr. Cam.
Brandon Bro as Westport Soldier.
Joshua Keezer as Security Art.
Keith Stone as Soldier 2.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by
Rodrigo Borges,
Phil Nieto,
Nasaka Malimba,
Kyle Pottig,
Shannon Zimmerman,
Hero Carlisle,
K.C. Wayland, Gino Jang. Produced by K.C. Wayland. Editing and sound design by Gino Jang. Assistant editing by Tim Mulhern. Mastered by Victoria Cheng and Gino Jang. Original music by Robert Mai and Danny Burkhoff Hopkins. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Victoria Cheng. Script supervisor, Gino Jang. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Cheng. Social media manager and videographer, Gino Jang. Co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newell. Chief marketing officer, Callum Dougherty. Marketing assistant, Hattie Quinlan. Network liaison, Tom Park. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. Access exclusive content and lore on our Patreon and follow us on social media for regular updates. Special thanks to our patrons for making this series possible. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.